The point is that President Trump brings his own brand of chaos, confusion, and conflict. Now, we have BLM, Black Lives Matter organization, at the average Joe or Jane, Antifa. It's not an idea, Joe Biden. It's an actual organization with a violent history, revolutionary Marxist history. But Trump has created his own inner conflict within himself, within the party, and within the nation. Now, I came up with a term, and I started to see something similar of that emerge in the last few days, and they're talking about fatigue, Trump fatigue. Well, I talked about Trump fatigue syndrome many, many months ago, and I said it would play a role in the presidential campaign and the race. So what I meant by that was that the average Jane and Joe have become exhausted, have become fatigued with all the chaos and the conflict that Trump brings to the table. Now, of course, I mentioned BLM, Antifa, the media mob, the hysterical media mob, the radical leftist Dems, the deep state, the dark state, all of those play a role in the conflict. But this cocktail that's stirred, Trump seems to thrive on chaos and conflict. So there's the Trump turbulence, the Trump tornado, that is also causing a tremendous amount of strife and inner conflict for the voter. Not the rabid Trump follower, not his cemented base, but those that actually crossed over and voted for Trump as opposed to Hillary. It's going to be very difficult for Trump to keep those folks as a voting bloc. The bigger elephant in the room, and that's Trump diagnosed with COVID, the China virus. Is Trump having the coronavirus, the First Lady, and so many folks that have attended White House gatherings? And I had mentioned many, many months ago that because Trump was not consistent in his messaging, was not a good role model, and was not following his own administration's guidelines as it relates to masks and distancing and taking the proper precautions. Well, Trump has now proved that the virus is real. It does affect some folks, including himself and many of varying ages and backgrounds, within his own administration, within his own party. Here's Trump that has officially voiced it to Bob Woodward that he purposely was playing down the virus, and that so many reference points as it relates to rallies in evidence, as it relates to other appearances by the president, that he basically blew off the possibilities and the consequences, as the media would say, and I can't disagree completely, risky behavior. So if you're not going to try to protect yourself properly and others, what kind of message does that leave the voter? And this was the worst thing that could have happened to the campaign, not his interruptions with his debate with Biden, but this guy seems to overcome just about everything, including, it appears to be, the coronavirus. But I don't know if he can overcome politically this huge misstep and mistake. Now, there could be sympathy and empathy, and the fact is people like winners, and they like people that have comeback stories. But is it too late for Trump to come back and beat this bum, Biden? And I'm going to get into beyond COVID, beyond the China virus. So the president really can point to China for his illness and the illness of many that are close to him. But he can also point to the fact that he did not take the proper precautions. Now, I would not have had as much a problem with this if the president would have been consistent one way or the other. If he said, hey, many of us may catch this anyway, I choose not to wear a mask, I'm not as concerned about it and viewing it like the flu. But when you tell Bob Woodward certain things, you tell other media members, you tell the nation and in rallies, to some degree, the issues with the coronavirus, and then you wear a mask at times, but many times, he's not wearing masks, and then he doesn't take to heart the seriousness for those that are attendees at functions at the White House, at the rallies. And you can look at the example of Herman Cain, which thankfully the media is not reminding us of, at least most recently. But will the chaos and the conflict, what I call Trump fatigue syndrome, will take its final toll and deny President Trump re-election? So this coronavirus, beyond the management of it or the mismanagement of it, by him falling prey and victim to the virus, and how gleeful his political adversaries and enemies are, to the point of wishing him not a speedy recovery, but a death sentence that they were hopeful for, praying for, celebrating. So the point is, Trump fatigue syndrome, in combination, the contraction of COVID, the China virus, will this be the last chapter, the last stand for Trump? And there will not be a 4 more years. It was only the voters and the non-voters that send in ballots will determine that. I'm Tom Donahue, and Tom Donahue reports.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.